regular council meeting. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and open to the public by following the instructions on the agenda. We start off with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of
the United States
of America,
under God,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, justice for all.
All right, so I think our in-person public meetings are going to be coming up not soon enough, I guess. That'll be a nice change. What do we got, like a little less than 2 months to go, hopefully? That'd be good. All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 4th, 2021. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilmembers Birdsall?
Here.
Booker?
Here.
Catalano?
Here.
Giller? Lamia?
Here.
And Lexine?
Here.
And Mayor Kelly's on a call. All right, as always, first up will be remarks from the audience. If there's anybody from the public on the call and they'd like to be heard, please just state your name and your address, and you can address the governing body. Is there anybody on the call who'd like to be heard? Is there anybody on the call that'd like to address the governing body? All right. So moving on to our consent agenda, and I do believe we have a late addition of a resolution 79-2021 authorizing special event sunrise service. So everyone received it as an update via email today, so I just make sure you're aware of that. So with that being said, would anyone like to make a motion to approve the items that are on the consent agenda?
Yes, Mayor.
Jack?
Mayor, I just have one quick question, a confirmation, if you will. I just want to make sure that number 73, 74, 75, and 79, that Dominic and the GIF, Dr. Moore, are aware of these. I'm almost certain they have been informed, but I just wanted to double check. These all have to do with legal agreements plus the wedding on the beach.
They certainly are aware of all of the all of the agreements with the beach clubs and Highlands. I don't believe they've been informed about the wedding on the beach, but it happens all the time, Councilman. Without anybody's permission, we see people on the beach getting married all the time. There's no setup. There's no apparatus. There's no anything on the beach, according to Candace on this one. They just want to have 11 people out there and then take their vows. So that's all I can say on that matter.
Yeah, Jack, just so you know, that wedding on the beach is normally done through the special events committee underneath our special events ordinance. The only reason coming to council is because they came to us too late and they need to have the wedding on an emergency basis due to a illness. And the ordinance that the council passed permits the council to grant these permits under emergency sort of situations. And if the council feels that it is an emergency situation, I mean, I personally do, then it's appropriate for us to pass it here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
I think Mark made the motion.
Yeah, I was making the motion to add to pass the consent agenda along with the addition of Resolution 79-2021, which is the United Methodist service, Sunrise Service.
All right, excellent. Second, Mayor, anybody?
I was just going to add to perhaps allay Jack's concerns. There's no risk, from a risk manager perspective, as far as having that ceremony on the beach, then I give my, professional opinion on that. So I think you're fine.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, Jack. All right, Nelson Burnsall.
Yes.
Booker.
Yes.
Catalano.
Yes.
Miller.
Yes.
Lomnia.
Yes.
Next team.
Yes, and Mayor, can we just take a moment and note that one of the things we did tonight was award the person-to-person, place-to-place liquor license to Second Jetty. That we just did that, correct, Chris?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Part of the agenda. Okay, I thought so. Yeah. And I just want to give congratulations to Second Jetty for achieving that. I know it's something that they've wanted for a very, very long time, and I'm very happy for them that they've gotten that.
Yeah, that's going to be it's a nice addition to their they have an awesome restaurant as is, but I know this will not hurt them at all.
Nope.
All right, so on to ordinances. First one I see is Bond Ordinance 3-2021, Bond Ordinance amending Bond Ordinance number 12-2019, finally adopted by the Borough Council of the Borough of Seabright, New Jersey on June 18th, 2019. Would anyone like to make a motion to introduce ordinance number 3-2021?
Mayor, did we skip the vouchers?
No.
It looks like it.
No, they come next.
Okay.
Well, maybe I'm looking at it. I must have the old version of the agenda in front of me. I apologize.
Yeah. So it's next on the agenda, Mark.
Okay, so what are we doing right now? And again, I have the old version.
Yeah, anyone who wanted to make the motion to introduce Ordinance 3-2021?
And Mayor, what is that? Because again, I have the old version of the agenda on me.
I'll read it again. Bond Ordinance amending Bond Ordinance number 12-2019, finally adopted by the Borough Council of the Borough of Seabright, New Jersey on June 18th, 2019. Anyone make the motion on that?
I'll make the motion.
I'll make the motion.
All right, that was, I think, Sam and Jack, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Councilman Burnsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
Omnia?
Yes.
Next team?
Yes.
All right, that motion was successfully introduced. On to individual action, under new business, vouchers in the amount of $100,083.57. Would anyone like to make the motion to approve this voucher list?
So moved.
So moved, Kevin.
All right, I'm sorry, who was the first person who moved it?
I think we all went at once, but Kevin and Jack.
All right, Kevin and Jack it is. Council members Burnsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Lomnia?
Yes.
Next team?
Yes.
All right, that looks approved. All right, now we're on to the budget introduction, the presentation of the 2021 budget. So our CFO, Mike Bascom, has spoken this in the past, so he will give us the highlights of the 2021 municipal budget. So before we make a motion on this, I'd like to ask Mike to speak to that.
Thank you, Mayor. There'll be a more detailed presentation during the budget hearing. I'm sure Christy can let you know when that's going to be, but not the next meeting, but the meeting after. So there'll be a more detailed presentation after we've made the introduction of the budget tonight. You've advertised the budget, and then we hold a public meeting. The budget that you're introducing tonight is a total budget of $7,073,067.53 for general appropriations, $886,400 for sewer, and $111,500 for beach utility operations. The tax levy for the general budget will be $4,720,000. A small increase over last year, but the tax rate will be reduced from 56.7 cents last year to approximately 54.4 cents this year, So it's roughly a just short of 4% decrease in the tax rate. So what that means, if you had the average home of about $670,000 value last year, and you have that value again this year, the average homeowner would see a decrease in municipal purposes taxes of roughly $150. So like I said, Mayor, there'll be more detail on the budget at the hearing. Today is basically just the introduction.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. And the public hearing will be on April 20th for anyone in the public.
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to make sure before we introduce it, the funding for the bulkhead reviews is in there?
We have identified funding for the bulkhead reviews.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Mike.
I'll make a motion to introduce the budget then, Mayor.
All right.
Second, Kevin.
All right, Kevin, thanks, guys. Councilmember Birdsall?
Yes.
Looker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Giller?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Mayor?
Yes.
On the budget, as I'm sure everyone is aware, there's funding that is coming from Washington program as the $1.9 million bill that was passed. I think $131,000 was coming to Seabright. What I would like for us to do is have a conversation with Mike and with Joe as far as finance committee, and sort of talk about what could or would not be done with those funds. I don't know that we necessarily need to run out and spend money, but perhaps other things that we could do et cetera. So just want to have that conversation at the committee level and then come back to the council.
Yeah, that's a reasonable request, and I know Mike and Joe and Chris and everybody are well aware of it, that we'll make sure the money is spent wisely, and it won't be frivolous, I'm sure of that. But that sounds good. It definitely should go through a committee, and of course, we'll take Mike's guidance on a lot of this. I know a lot of flexibility in how it might be applied to the borough, but we'll take that day by day. All right, so with that said, we successfully introduced the 2021 municipal budget, and as noted, the April 20th will be the public hearing on it. So, all right, we are on to mayor and council committee comments. So if there's anybody in the council who would like to give an update as to what the committee's been up to, feel free. I would just state your name, just so everyone knows who you are. So anyone on the council like to comment?
Yes, Mayor, this is Jack. Just a brief comment. The GIF is offering an elected officials risk management seminar. You do it online, and it has to do with employment practices, liabilities, etc. Basically trying to prevent lawsuits. So I'll pass out the information to Joe, and you can stop by at your own convenience. And again, the town saves $250 for each member of the elected officials who attend.
I don't know if it's emailed out yet, Chris, but if not, maybe email the council too. That'd be good. So, mm-hmm. Yes, it's nice, easy. It's pretty easy course to take, and as Jack noted, we get a credit.
Got it.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Anybody else on the council?
Yeah, this is Kevin. I just want to say thank you to the DPW for working so diligently and getting our beach prepped and ready. They've been moving a lot. Well, not them specifically, but they have a company helping us to move a lot of the sand that got moved up along the seawall this past winter to the storms, and they're trying to get that out and move it down and build out our beach again. So I want to say thank you to them for all of that and working diligently to get us prepped and ready for the summer season. So. Just keep your eyes out there and just be careful where you walk. That's all.
Thanks, Kevin. Any other council members?
Mayor, I just want to reiterate the email I sent you today about the demographic in Seabright for elderly. Senator Scanlon held a meeting to give us some guidance on how we might assist people in getting their COVID vaccine, and they gave us some documentation, and I looked at the voter registration list, which is what they recommended to separate how many people. So there's almost 500 people that are in the eligibility without any complications, just by age, and I think we should take a look at that and at least make sure that our webpage has enough information for people to understand. And if the if Declan's group is going to help us, you know, let's take advantage of that. So I'll start working on that.
That sounds good, John. Thanks, very helpful. And you'll make sure we can communicate with Candace and get anything updated on the website related to that too. So much appreciated. Anyone else in the council?
Hey, Brian, I have an update on the sign for the entryway on the south end. The post has been delivered, and the sign should be all finished up tomorrow and delivered and hopefully installed by the end of the week, if not early next week. I've seen the sign. It looks amazing. So I think everyone's going to be really happy when they see it.
That's great. I know we spoke about that, Sam, but yeah, it's going to be great. All the entranceway signage is very important for our town. So it's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that. And summer's going to come up on us pretty quickly. So we got a little snow today, but don't be deceived. You know, you know, spring and summer's going to roll in fast. But that's very cool. Anything else, Sam?
No, just thank you to like DPW and Chief for having the bathrooms open this weekend. It was real nice and people were out and about. So it was nice that we had the bathrooms open. And just to add, I'm working on getting us two beach cams, one at headquarters and one at Anchorage. Don's looking into it now to see how we're going to get them hooked up. And hopefully we can get them running by summer.
Sounds good. Thanks, Sam. Anybody else want to speak? Anyone have any comments?
Mayor, I think I sent to you and to Mark and maybe a couple others over the past several days some of the chatter that's going on around the cannabis situation, some of the wranglings in Trenton, et cetera, that are ongoing. As we know, there were grave concerns about the bill that was passed in its, you know, current form with respect to parental notification, et cetera, and also the activities of our police around cannabis. So there is a move now to amend the existing law to better reflect parental rights and have parents be able to be involved with children that at least the first time around with some of these things. So it seems to head in the right direction, but I don't know if everyone has seen that, but there's a move afoot to sort of fix what was passed.
Yeah, I know we've had a few conversations off the record, but it's unfortunate that this state rolled it out pretty poorly, especially as other states have kind of led the way when legalization of marijuana, that it had pretty big gaps in their legislation. So hopefully they do amend it and get it right the second time.
Yeah, Mayor, on that point and to Jeff's point, we should point out, Jeff, that the council just passed a resolution urging the state to do that amendment. And I just want to make sure the public does know that. That was resolution number... Where is it? Resolution number 76-2021. So we agree as a council unanimously that bill should be amended. One of the things it does, which kind of scares us, is the whole smoking issue. And the state says you can't smoke on the beach, but then they're saying cops can't go up to someone if they're smoking marijuana. So it sort of puts us in a conundrum. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen there. So it was a poorly thought out bill. It needs to be amended, and hopefully they'll take us seriously by way of our resolution. Mayor, the only other thing I wanted to say on a anniversary wise Today marks the one-year anniversary of the last night before the quarantine from last year. We've obviously come a long way since then. I just don't think that we should go through this meeting without acknowledging it, everything we've been through for the last year. As of midnight on March 16th, 2020, everything was shut down, and we came to a complete standstill. And we obviously have come a long way since then, and see by topping like never before. So that's great. I mean, I tried to get into a restaurant the other night on a it was a weeknight, and there was like an hour and a half wait. So that's pretty amazing, you know, in the cold. The other thing to note is for everybody that this Friday, March 20th, represents the 132nd anniversary of the original founding of Seabright March 20th, 1889. That was the original anniversary of Seabright. We later reincorporated back in, 6 years later, or a few years later in 1896, which is the current form of government we're under. But at the time, but as far as actually forming Seabright for the first time was 132 years ago as of Friday. So I just want to make sure that we note that for the record. We've been around a while, and we're older than a lot of our other neighbors around here. So it's a great thing. Mayor, other than that, progress.
Excellent. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, and moving into the season, we did have I've mentioned before, we had a successful year considering COVID hit us, and I know everyone's going to work. We're going to prepare pretty carefully. Vaccines are floating around. So, you know, as that spreads, but we're also working despite that, you know, we're still practicing safely out, and we're working with the restaurants now to make sure they secure outdoor dining. And you know, I've spoken to other restaurant owners already, and I know many of you have also. So, you know, we're taking our cautiously optimistic, but I think we'll have a great year. I really do. I think it's going to be busier than last year possibly, and we're doing it safely, but I think it'll be easier to operate and maneuver in town this year too with vaccines and information and so forth. So aside from that, we do not have an executive session, so that is a wrap. So thanks for everybody who called in tonight, and thanks for jumping on the call. But with that being said, would you like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right, Council Members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Diller?
Yes.
Lomnia?
Yes.
And Lexi?
Yeah, everyone have a really good St. Pat's Day, and I say yay.
Yeah, happy St. Pat's Day, everybody. Enjoy the week, enjoy tomorrow, and we'll see you at the next meeting.
All right, good night, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Bye.